News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. and Britain have imposed new restrictions on carry-on electronic devices on aircraft coming from certain airports in the Middle East and Africa. Those airports include Cairo, Istanbul, Kuwait City, Doha, Casablanca, Amman, Riyadh, Jeddah, Dubai, and Abu Dhabi. Deakin University analyst Greg Barton said it may be linked to a bomb that nearly brought down an aircraft on a flight from Mogadishu a year ago.
Look, it seems to be linked, obviously in the first instance, to the laptop-encased device used in Somalia that blew a hole in the side of the aircraft, killed the bomber, but didn't bring the aircraft down, fortunately.
He said it may also be the result of attempts by the jihadist group Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula to bring down aircraft. Passengers will not be allowed to bring into the main cabin devices larger than a mobile phone, including tablets, portable DVD players, laptops, and cameras. That said, Henry Harteveld of Atmosphere Research Group will upset many passengers.
Travelers are going to be furious about this. This is an enormous inconvenience, and frankly, it creates a lot of stress to the traveler. It makes them more aware of the risk of harm that could happen, as well as just the inconvenience and hassle of having to put these very expensive devices in their checked luggage, where they have no control over it for hours at a time.
One U.S. government official said the ban will continue for the foreseeable future. A car bomb killed at least five people and wounded several others at a checkpoint near the presidential palace in Mogadishu Tuesday. The jihadist insurgent group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. The blast came hours after Somalia's new prime minister announced a 26-member cabinet, the latest step as the country's fledgling central government tries to extend its authority across the Horn of Africa country. This is VOA News. Turkish officials will no longer attend rallies in Europe in favor of next month's Turkish referendum on sweeping